Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. In this lesson, I want to show you how to create methods that allow us to split our C# code up into multiple code blocks. You might say, why would I ever want to do that? Well, let me come back to that in just a moment. Explain at a high level what a method is. Simply put, a method is a block of code that's given a name so that you can execute that block of code by just simply calling its name in some other block of code. It's one of the basic building blocks of building larger applications, along with classes, which we'll learn about in just a little bit. So why would we ever want to split up our code into multiple methods? Actually, there's a lot of different reasons why. Let me give you just one for now. It's always a good idea to never write the same code twice. Cut and paste is the sworn enemy of the software developer. If you ever find yourself copying code from one spot and pasting it into a spot in code a little bit lower, you should stop yourself dead in your tracks and say, wait a second, what am I doing here? I should create a method and then call that block of code from every place I need it within my code. So this way, you're limiting the amount of code that you need to change. Should there be a change to your requirements, it will limit the amount of code that you would need to look at if a bug were to pop up in your application. Okay? So we've worked with methods up to this point. We've called methods, like on the console class. We've also written code within the main method many times. And the main method is just a special method that is triggered to execute whenever an application begins. So what I've done here, just to sort of illustrate some more ideas about methods, is I created a new project called Helper Methods. You can already see I've taken the liberty to do that. So pause the video right here if you need to catch up. So I have a project called Helper Methods, and the first thing I want to do inside of our static void main is start out here. Now what I want to do is go to the closing curly brace of our static void main, make a little space. And I'm creating a new method, private string super secret formula. Again, notice the naming convention I use here. This is not enforced, it's just a way of creating names, and I'll explain that naming convention a little bit later, like I promised before. The last thing I want to do then is go back here, remove the double quotes, and set my value equal to super secret formula. Open and close parentheses. If you recall, that is our method invocation operator. All right. So what are we doing here? Well, first of all, we're creating a variable called my value and initializing it to the return value of this block of code named super secret formula. We define that block of code here, private string, super secret formula. Let's not worry about the word private just now. We'll come back to that a little bit later. The thing that we need to know for the moment is that we should expect back from this method a value. It should return a value of type string. And that's exactly what the body of this method does. It returns a string value, which I've hard-coded to the word hello world. Now, this is a very simple formula. We'd probably want to add a number of lines of code to perform any number of operations. I'm keeping it very simple at the moment, so it might seem a little mundane. If we were to hover our mouse cursor over this red squiggly line, we'll see that an object reference is required for the non-static field, method, or property, helper methods, program, and so on. All right, so for reasons that I really don't want to explain at the moment, what we need to do is just add the word static here, private static string super secret formula. Again, I don't want to explain why. Just accept that as fact for the moment. Let's go ahead and run the application. And you can see we simply get the word hello world. So a very roundabout way of creating a hello world application, but we're actually interested in the manner in which we were able to create that. By calling a method, we were able to gain the benefit of that method, in this case, it simply returns a string, but it could do a number of different things. And then we're able to take that value and write it to screen or whatever we may want to do. So the example is awfully simple, but the concept is powerful. We can offload operations to other methods to organize and reuse code. Furthermore, these helper methods can in turn call other helper methods and so on. Again, it's a powerful step towards building more complex applications. So let's improve our helper method to make it more flexible and useful by allowing it to accept an input parameter. We can create our methods to accept zero input parameters like we've done here. So between our opening and closing parentheses, we've defined no input parameter. Or we can define it so that it accepts one or more input parameters. And then in the body of the method, we use those values that we pass in to do something meaningful. In our case, we're going to keep it simple. We're just going to accept a single input parameter that we'll then use to append to the end of that literal string hello world. So this is what we're trying to accomplish. Let me comment out that line of code and kind of redo it. Super secret formula. And I'm going to pass in the word Bob. Now, notice when I do that, if I hover my mouse cursor, it'll say no overloaded method for super secret formula that takes one argument. That's because currently, super secret formula takes no arguments. So what I want to do is actually highlight this whole area using the keyboard, and I'm going to hit Control C and then Control V to paste. And I know I just said copy and paste is an enemy, but there's a reason I want to do it this time. All right. I'm going to come back to that in just a moment. So here, what I want to do is create an input parameter of type string called name. And then what I want to do is okay. So this is really just a fancy way of doing basically this. The string.format allows me to use that insertion syntax that allows me to do what I did with the console.write a little bit earlier. So I can pass in to open and close curly brace sub zero. So this would be the first item in the list and it would get substituted inside of that insertion point. Okay. So now if we were to run the application, we can see that our method does a little something more interesting. So I could do this now. Copy and paste, and then I'm just going to put Steve. So now let's run the application again. Uh-oh. We have a problem here because I used copy and paste. You see how insidious that can be? So let's do this. Remove that, and we're just going to reassign that value. Paste that there. All right, this should work. All right, hello world Bob, hello world Steve. We were able to reuse our super secret formula for two different values. So it helps us by formatting our string the way that we need it formatted. Now let's take the line of code here, and I'm going to just cut and paste that and just get rid of my value altogether. So we could write it like this. Again, super secret formula is returning a string, so we can easily embed the result of one method inside of another method. Okay? Furthermore, if I were to select this original version of super secret formula and select uncomment out the selected lines, notice now that first of all I have two versions of the exact same method, one version that accepts no input parameters and then another version that accepts a string called name. So let's actually remove the word Steve, okay, and call and now we have Hello World Bob, and then just Hello World. We've called two different versions of our method. This is called overloading a method. We have an overloaded method, two versions of the same method. The only difference is the signature of that method. In this case, the signature has no input parameters. In the second, it has an input parameter of type string. It's interesting that the .NET runtime is smart enough to know which version of our overloaded method that we want to execute based on the method signature. In other words, the number and types of parameters, input parameters, as we're calling that name, that method name. Okay? The key takeaway in this lesson is the use of methods. We'll be using methods often in the upcoming videos for various purposes, and I just wanted to make sure that you had some exposure and explanation to them as we get started. As I said at the outset, a method is just one building block. We're going to need to understand a little bit about classes as well, which you can think of as named blocks of code that are containers of our methods. And we'll talk about this at length in an upcoming lesson. We'll see you then. Thank you.